What specifically did the IG find on when it comes to those recommendations by the Future Systems Technology Advisory Panel?
Well, we took a look at the request of Congressman Sam Johnson, who's the chair of the Social Security Subcommittee, and obviously we found that there was no long-term customer service delivery plan, although the agency does use its strategic plan to present incremental steps in 3 to 5 year chunks of what it plans to do with regard to electronic service delivery. And we went in and we looked at all the various factors that go into that kind of planning and came out the other end of our report with a recommendation. They really need to look in pieces of time 10 years or longer and plan ahead a little bit farther than they have been.
What's the difference in the 3 to 5 year plan as opposed to the 10 year plan? What's included in the 10 year plan that you don't see in that shorter term strategic plan?
Well, from a broad standpoint, when you plan out farther, you get more coherence, more cohesiveness, and tying all the pieces of it together. There's a lot that goes into that kind of a plan. So you've got what electronic services are going to be offered. What does the public want? What does your customer base want? How do they want to do the different types of business that they do with Social Security? You have to tie that together with what your physical infrastructure can handle. Do you have the data centers that can handle it? Do you have the hardware and the software that can process that? Are you updated? Are you running what you need to run? And, you need to also have part of that plan be, how do you look at your success? What kind of metrics are you going to examine, and how are you going to examine them to make sure that you're providing the public with the services that they need?
The report says the majority of the customers Social Security will serve in 10 years will expect to conduct business electronically, conveniently, and without the intervention of an agency employee. Are you getting a sense that that is the kind of strategic planning that SSA is doing, or is it maybe because they're not doing that 10-year planning that you're not able to get a sense one way or the other?
No, I mean, we have always found that SSA offers, they offer quite a lot in the way of online services, and what they offer well. This was more a question at the Congressman's behest of, okay, you, the agency, have always been good at customer service. This is a new world. When the Office of the Inspector General was first created at SSA in 1995, it's almost ironic. SSA was world renowned for its customer service, but it was paper based and it was face to face. And we came in and our message was, your service is great. You need to look at stewardship. You need to strike that balance. Now here we are 15 years later in another era in a whole new world. And ironically, we're now looking at their service delivery and saying, this is great. You offer all of these things. You're maintaining your customer service excellence. You need to plan it better, and you need to plan it longer.
Planning it better and planning it longer are two different elements, too, aren't they? They're not necessary. If you saw a 10-year plan, that doesn't necessarily do it in and of itself, right?
Right. Planning it longer allows you to plan it better. So if you're looking 3 to 5 years out and you're operating with certain hardware and with certain infrastructure and with a certain data center, that all may not change in 3 years. But over the course of 10 years, it's necessarily going to in the environment which we operate now.
In that environment, though, is it fair for the Social Security Administration to lock itself into a plan that may change dramatically in the next 10 years? I think if we sat here in 2001 and tried to figure out a 10-year plan for the Social Security Administration, probably wouldn't look anything like what reality looks like today.
Absolutely, and that's part of the planning process, and we mentioned in the report potential challenges, one of which is obviously changes in the technology and changes in how business is done. Certainly the last 10 years show us that what we anticipate 10 years from now may in fact look quite different from what we think. But if you don't go into it with a plan in place, then you're really just sort of marching blind.
So it's more the idea that a plan allows you to then shift priorities where necessary, where no plan doesn't really give you any kind of guidance as to where you're headed in a 10-year time frame. Do I have it right?
That's exactly right.
All right. This report is posted online at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. As somebody goes and reads it, what else, if anything, should they take away from it, Jonathan?
Well, they really should keep in mind what I said earlier, which is that SSA has always risen to the challenge with respect to service delivery, and the Office of the Inspector General doesn't expect it to be any different in the online world than it is in the brick and mortar world.